Good morning, everyone. Today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind for some time, and maybe it's due to the fact that 8 years ago I had a stroke. It was something that shook me. It changed me in a profound way. That stroke, when it happened, it took away my abilities to easily walk, talk, read, write, daily functions. You name it. And in those times, I was going, who am I? What am I? All the things that I thought I was were now gone. What did I have left? And what it came down to was my trust in God. Was God good enough to meet me where I was? Speak to me and do things through my life, even from where I was at, which was laying in bed, having seizures, not being able to communicate with other people. All that was happening, and that was my opportunity. Was I going to trust God in those moments? Was I going to invest in leaning on Him, listening to Him? Even challenging Him, maybe even expressing my frustrations, my hate, my love, my desires, everything, my intimate parts of me, I was giving to God, and He was helping me through it. There's some scripture that are quite profound, and I think it's paramount in a person's faith. And one of those is, I always liked David, King David, and the way he spoke about things. And Psalm 9:10, it says, those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. So, I find that amazing because David is always repeatedly saying how much he is trusting in God's character, how much he is investing in God's love, how much he is relying on God's promises, because he knows his character. He knows that God fulfills his promises. He's good to his word. And when we come to those moments in our lives where it's a desert, or there's been a tsunami of change, a whirlwind of destruction, what are we going to do? That is our moment when our character will either shine or fade away. Will we turn to God and say, God, please do what you do best. Use me in my weakness. Use me in my frailty. Use me in my doubt. Use me in my broken moments. And let your light shine through me. And then take those steps. Be willing to step out of that boat and follow Jesus where he leads you. There may be a storm around you, whatever. But what matters the most is that you're passionate for Christ and you're willing to let go of everything that you feel comfortable about, that's in that boat, that comfort zone that you have. And you're just saying, God, take me and use me. And that is, isn't that a profound thing? When you get to that point, you're suddenly saying, forget the pride, forget the, I don't know, forget all the dreams I have, forget all the aspirations I have. And you're going, God, what is your dream? What is your desire? I want to know your heart. I don't want to know my philosophy. I don't want to know my way of interpreting things. I want you, God, to just move in my life. Speak to me. And the profound part of all of that is in the Bible. It's reading the gospel message. It's reading the words that God has spoken and letting Him speak in your life. And living on that word, because God's word is our foundation. It is the rock. So I hope that today you'll take that time and just know that no matter what you're struggling through, if it's through physical ailments, sickness, disease, depression, just heartbreak, relationships, whatever it may be, that you're going to just leave it to God. And if it's hourly, if it's by minute, if it's by second, just keep repeating. Just leave it to God and say, I'm going to trust in you. God, you are my rock. You are my salvation. I put my trust in you. And leave it at God's feet. If Satan wants to bring you whatever against you and say, you know, you're nothing but weak. Look at that. You just doubt God all the time. You're useless. You're hopeless. There's nothing that you have that God wants. You just put it at God's feet and say, God, I trust you. You are the final authority, and I will leave it at your feet because I know that everything will turn out for your glory, and you have good things planned ahead for me. Thank you, and I hope that you will have a blessed day in Christ Jesus.